Well, I'm going to take you to a little town in Missouri. I was singing over in, I think it was Dexter, Missouri. And what I do, I go to these hospitals and nursing homes and I sing, and then I take my books out to pay for my fuel and send some money home to my sweetheart. She puts up with me traveling around the country. But that town was a very unique town. They either had a whole bunch of bad doctors or a whole bunch of natural people that like natural remedies. Well, you know, by the time 5 o'clock comes, brothers and sisters, I am flat wore out. I'm either carrying them books under my arms or pushing my little cart going to the businesses. And as I was rolling down the highway, I noticed this business kind of off the beaten track a little bit. And it was almost 5 o'clock and I was wore out, but that still small voice started dealing with my heart to go into that business. And I thought, Lord, I'm tired, but I knew it was that still small voice. So I pulled into that business and grabbed a book and a couple books and under my arm and went in there, and there was a lady standing behind the counter. And there was a man kind of sitting behind a computer over to the side, to my left-hand side. And I started presenting the book to this lady, and she says, oh, you'll have to speak to that man over there. And she says, he can't hear real good. And he wasn't a real old man either. And I says, well, that's fine. Well, she got him to come over, and I opened that natural remedy book up, and it happened to open to a full page of scripture in the Psalms, I think it was. And this man stared at that natural remedy book and stared at that book, I mean, till it got really uncomfortable, and never said a word. And in my mind, I said, Lord, what's going on here? And finally, I said to him, I said, brother, are you a Christian? And he looked me square in the eye and he says, I'm an atheist. And I says, you are you? He says, yes, I am. And then this lady spoke up. She says, well, I'm a Christian. I didn't realize it was his wife that spoke up. I thought, my, what a war must go on in that family. And I says, well, brother, you know, I says, I covered 6,000 miles across Russia. And I says, I met several atheists over there. And I says, you know what? And he says, what? I said, they were sweeter spirited than most of these religionists I meet here in America. And I said, brother, not only that, most of this stuff you see in the name of religion here is nothing but a crock. It's a bunch of showmanship. It's a bunch of hypocrisy. And most of all, they got their hands sticking out wanting something for nothing. And I'm not saying it's wrong to give to the Lord, but you see some of these electronic preachers, and all they want to do is say, send me your cards and letters. I got talking with this guy, and his wife was standing there with her mouth hanging open. I guess she couldn't even believe he was discussing things with me. And brothers and sisters, before I was done, I was praying too. I thought, Lord, help me out here on this. And as I was praying, I didn't know it, but the Lord was softening this man's heart. And you know, brothers and sisters, he ended up buying that book, that natural remedy book, that was had all kinds of scripture encouragement in it. And I gave him a little book on Christ, and he accepted that. And my little brain was about to explode. I couldn't believe he was buying that stuff, and his wife was standing there. And finally I looked him in the eye and I says, God bless you, brother. And brothers and sisters, he looked me straight in the eye and he says, God bless you. And you talk about high. When I walked out of that door, brothers and sisters. Talk about high in the Lord. Oh, our Heavenly Father is still able to turn the atheist around. And I just praise Him tonight. He's an awesome God, brothers and sisters.